waivers to FAA drone rule, and what they mean to agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. A new rule for unmanned aerial system use includes waivers and exemptions. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
When the Federal Aviation Administration recently rolled out its new rule for unmanned aerial systems, some may have seen this rule about drones as restrictive, especially in terms of agricultural operations. Joe Mora of the FAA admits he can see why some may have this view, but he adds the FAA recognizes the potential of this technology as a tool in farming and ranching.
People would be amazed at the resolution and the increased safety. Even if you look at some of the exemptions that we've granted, application of pesticides or seeing where your crops are not sufficiently watered, pest infestation, there's so many different things going on out there that can be used.
And as Moore alludes to, the new rule, based on this potential, offers opportunity for UAS users to request waivers and exemptions in certain instances. One example is altitude, limited to below 400 feet above ground level, as this space does not require air traffic control. However,
if you want to operate in our higher classes of airspace, which as a remote pilot, if you look to our training that's available online and you look to the prep materials that go into becoming a remote pilot in command, the other classes of airspace would be available through a waiver or airspace authorization portal.
The new rule also requires visual line of sight only for remote UAS operation. Morris says some UAS manufacturers are proposing craft with technology that could expand visual line of sight capabilities. The rule already expands the definition of daylight-only use of UAS to include civil twilight hours.
Expect to see waivers addressing night operations.
Details about Rule 107 governing small UAS can be found online. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And that website is faa.gov/UAS. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.